Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
As I said, going to another one of these in the commercial break.
They said Rockstar's got cankles in his. You do a little bit have cankles, Rockstar. Hey, Dave.
Why are y'all looking at my ankles?
Well, everything else is so sexy. I got to look at
my hair
ankles.
Is spot on, though. Like, yeah. I've never seen something so identical.
So is his legs not the same legs I had earlier?
They almost like he had a white turban on when you came out.
I don't remember that show, but the crowd loved it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. If you could get a crowd like that.
Was that Black Jacket Symphony?
No, that was just me on my, I think, my 34th birthday.
What if you came out in Black Jacket dressed like that, though?
Detroit Lions shirt?
Yeah.
It would be the last one.
With a wig on.
And the legs would get everybody like, my God.
He's got cankles. Yeah.
We've loved those that Forrester's been throwing together the whole commercial break. At some point, I guess he'll put them all together and we'll be have the whole group dancing during commercial break. Final hour brought to you by Champions, championschicken.com, Highway 119 in Alabaster, Sterling and Crew. I just told you about them. Go by there. And something else they do, like if you're watching the draft next Thursday night, they cater for you. Birthday parties, they can take that if you're going to the lake. Or coming back from the lake or the beach. I mean, who wants to cook when you're driving that drive back from the Gulf Coast? Swing by on I-65. It's right off the Alabaster exit. Throw Champy's chicken in there. Just jump off the Alabaster exit. And Sterling will pack you up a big bag to take to the house and not have to worry about that. When you come back from the beach all summer long, Champy's chicken, championschicken.com. Going to step on a few toes first. And then then we'll get into a Connor O'Gara discussion here because he wrote a story. But I did want to ask this question first. Remember when Gus Malzahn was offensive coordinator at Auburn and Gene Chizik was the head coach and Gus, and they won a national championship. And then Gus left and came back to be the head coach.
Okay.
It seems like our man Sam Pittman is in a precarious situation at Arkansas because Sam Pittman goes into the season, he's lost a little bit of steam
with the
fan base.
Well, keep in mind,
is it a hot seat?
It is.
It's
100% a hot seat. His athletic director had to give him the vote of confidence at the end of the year last year. And then the game after the vote of confidence, they got absolutely mauled by Missouri. So it could not have been a worse finish for Sam Pittman to have to get the vote of confidence and then to lay an egg like that in the final game. Now, he had injuries and things like that. But still, that was the final score.
Bobby Petrino's back now, Brownie.
100% on the hot seat. 100% on the hot seat.
Bobby Petrino's back.
Hottest seat in the SEC going into the season, maybe other than Billy Napier.
Yeah, Billy Napier's by far.
No, I say that. But maybe other than Billy Napier is the hottest going in.
He shouldn't be on the hot seat.
So Bobby, 100% he should.
Bobby Petrino's back.
I don't know why you say that, Lance.
Because he's had two bad years and two good years. I mean, what do you expect from Arkansas football?
Well, I mean, but
I want to be the best I can be. That's right.
Yeah, I can't just say I'm going to deal with what Sam Pittman is giving
me.
Sam Pittman, I like Sam now. Okay, understand
20,
this, but
2020 though, they were coming off where they had lost like 21 consecutive SEC games.
Excellent job there.
And should have been 5-5.
Excellent job.
Yeah, the only bad year he has had was last year.
The last two. Well, 7-6 is a bad year.
7-6 is not a bad year.
He's 11-23 in conference. You fired Brett Bielema for this.
So, some people get us to the base station, and then other people have to take us to the Everest.
Sam Pittman is Brett Bielema, and you fired him.
Yeah. Here's my question, though. Here's Petrino back.
There's no difference.
As the OC. At one point, Petrino was hated in Fayetteville. But now he's back. A little humility. I'm going to come back and I'm going to be the OC. Bobby's up there in age now. He's going to be what? What do you think? 60?
I would say 63.
63?
That's what I'm guessing.
We,
I mean,
we just saw 72-year-old Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Bobby Petrino looks like a young
63.
63. Young
just
63.
Turned 63.
You're really good at that, LT. But he's back now as the OC. How do you think people feel about Bobby Petrino now if you're an Arkansas
fan? Boy, if you do a Bobby Petrino search, the Google image searches are three of him in a neck brace and one of the girl that was on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I mean, his Google image search is not kind to him.
I mean, if I'm an Arkansas fan, I want the offense to be great. Defense can be garbage. We go 6-6. Maybe Brown's right. And
if you were an Arkansas fan, you would not feel
no,
that.
No, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, ultimately, I mean, the better coach is Bobby Petrino.
Right.
It's
so,
not even close.
So that's why this is precarious, right? Because if he comes back, the offense is good. Petrino and Talen Green are now connected at the hips, and Sam Pittman. I mean, Talen Green's their quarterback.
But look, I mean, Bobby Petrino doesn't get this job if it's not Sam Pittman wanting him to have that job. So Sam Pittman's comfortable enough saying, come on back.
The history books are full of stories where people have hired the person that has stabbed him in the back and assassinated him and took the job, took the throne.
What does that Arkansas schedule look like?
I got it right here, Lance. Funny you should ask.
I'll tell you when they're favored and when they're going to win.
I bet Forrester brings it up before you do.
They start with Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh, that's a win.
I think we'll get that one. For some reason, oh, no, I know. They're playing that in Little Rock. Never mind. They're at Oklahoma State.
I think that's a win.
Week two. Okay.
Yep.
Week two. They win at Oklahoma State. They host UAB.
That's a win.
All right. You ready for this?
Yep.
They're 3-0 in Lance's book. They're at Auburn.
I think that's probably a loss.
Okay. They host or they play A&M in Arlington.
That's a coin flip to me.
It is a coin flip game. Big one. That's going to be a turning point when I read you the rest of the schedule.
I got them at 3-2.
They host Tennessee.
I think that's a win. I'm going to get them. I got them 5-1.
Boy, you're high.
5-1 right now. Sam Pittman.
I got them 3-3.
Dunaway, all we had to do was bring his boy Bobby P in, and he's got Arkansas 5-1.
There we go. Old love never, old flame.
Yep, old
There's
flame.
An old flame burning in his heart. Eyes.
I heard that song the other day. That's a good song. They got a bye week that they play LSU, Lance. That is homecoming there at Donald W. Reynolds.
I think they're going to lose that one.
3-4.
They're at State.
That's a win.
I mean, boy, these wins, Lance is just handing out to them.
I'll give you that one, but I don't think so.
They'll go 4-4. They host Ole Miss.
They're going to win one of these next two. I'll give them the win against Ole Miss.
I think they're going to beat Ole Miss or Texas?
Yeah.
So you've got 7-2?
Talking to Zay and Chip yesterday, they said the scariest trap game for Texas this year is going to Fayetteville.
Okay, I'll come back to that because I want to see what Texas has around this. Bye week again, then they got Texas at home, which Lance thinks they can win.
That's a loss. Yeah, okay. Three.
La Tech.
That's a win.
And then they're at Missouri.
5-7.
I think they're 7-5 or 8-4. I really do.
All right. I want to look at this trap game for Texas real quick. They play Florida at Arkansas and host Kentucky.
I don't know how that's a trap game.
Out of money.
Yeah. Florida that's somebody reading the history books.
Yes.
I mean, when you hold up your beer, you've already killed half of it. So if I had half a beer and I was saying Arkansas beats either Texas or Ole Miss, people would be like, Jimmy, that
Jimmy Happier.
Do you feel your cheeks? Jimmy Happier. Obviously, Happier doesn't influence you.
The only thing that scares me is I just didn't think Talen Green was that good.
Yeah, that's and
that would be important.
If KJ Jefferson was coming back, I've seen good KJ. Yeah. I've seen bad KJ. I would feel better about KJ Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean,
so you're
I don't,
telling me if not for the Arkansas players, you would actually like Arkansas.
Yes.
Bob Petrino.
I like Sam Pittman. I just don't. I don't think he's a great coach. I think he's a good coach.
I don't dislike Sam Pittman. He's Brett Bielema 2.0, and they didn't stick with Brett Bielema. I don't know why you would stick with Sam Pittman. The only thing that's different between Brett Bielema and Sam Pittman, it is the only thing.
Excellent.
Pittman's more folksy, and I think Pittman gets a break because he's more folksy.
I never thought Bielema was a bad coach.
I think he's a bad coach, but I think you fired Bielema for the same exact thing Sam Pittman's
doing.
Yeah,
I just don't know what you're going to get if you're Arkansas. Maybe a young, hot coordinator, and you get lucky, and you get two or three really good years.
My point is, if you end up going 8 wins, and it's because of Bobby Petrino's offense, why not just make Bobby the head coach?
I mean, would an athletic director do that?
Bobby Petrino would do it.
You've made him an OC.
I know Petrino would do it, but if you're a standing athletic director, your coach brings in the OC. The reason you win 8 games is because of the offense. Do you really get rid of your head coach and promote that guy?
Yeah, the closest thing we've seen to it is what people suggested. Now, this is a different situation Phil Fulmer did to Johnny Majors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a different situation because Majors was sick, right?
Well, Fulmer filled in. And they got to see him as a head coach. And as I remembered, he had Tennessee undefeated, right, with Alabama on the horizon, an undefeated Alabama. Majors comes back. They lose to Arkansas the week before they play Alabama. And then everybody was like, well, crap. I mean, Phil Fulmer had us undefeted.
We're on a roll, man.
Yeah, we're on a roll. Let's go with
young.
That guy.
Let's go, look to the future. Go young. I would say it was separated by 2 years, but Gus Malzahn and Cam Newton got the credit for 2010.
They did.
Gene Chizik never got any.
11, 12. I don't think Gus was as back. I think when you look back, it's Cam Newton.
I mean, at least Malzahn was at Arkansas State, though. He had left to go to Arkansas State.
He did. If you give me that version of Cam Newton in 2010 right now with this Arkansas team, I would think that they are in the college football playoff.
Would Bobby Petrino want the job?
Yes, 100%. Yes. He was the head coach of Missouri State.
Just one chance to right the wrongs and go out on top.
Have we ever seen that? I know we've had coaches like Bill Walsh and John Robinson come back to respective universities, but have we ever seen somebody that has been ousted and has been at rock bottom and then be able to come back to that job?
Well, Lamont Believer says maybe the first coach in history to coach at the same school two different times in his career.
Because
he left Louisville, went back to Louisville, and got fired at Arkansas, and now he's back as an OC at Arkansas.
And what's crazy is my book
could ascend to head coach again.
Normally, the only people that would get that kind of chance are likable people. From what we've heard, Bobby Petrino is not a likable guy.
Yep.
Mac Brown did leave North Carolina and come back.
But he was a run out. He took the Texas job.
Yeah, right. But in order to match Petrino at this point, he'd need to go back to Texas as the D.C. or O.C.
Ain't going
to
happen. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, this would be Jeremy Pruitt getting hired at Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, it's to Lance's point, I don't know that we've ever seen somebody that had to leave so disgraced as Petrino to come back as the head coach at the same school. I don't know that we've ever seen that.
Yeah, if we went back to that moment in time, that April 1st, or whatever the date was, and I would have said, you know what, he's going to be the OC in less than 10 years.
There would be
impossible.
Not, but
a lot of people didn't want him fired at the time, and then after he was fired and every loss that stacked up after that, he became hated.
You do wonder if you went back in time, if they could make that decision over again, do you think they're just like, hey, we're going to take this firestorm of criticism for however long, a couple of years.
Basketball did it and won a national championship with Rick Pitino.
I mean, John L. Smith was forced into the job. Did not work out, obviously.
Right.
Then they go Bielema. You know, again, fired him. Chad Morris is as big a disaster as there ever has been as an SEC coach.
And that's what Sam had to clean up.
Festus says this thing, difference is Pittman's taking over the job at the worst time in Arkansas football history. Well, I don't think there was ever a lower moment in Arkansas football history than what you had with Chad Morris.
I don't disagree, but now it was a pretty big mess when Bielema got there too. Let's don't forget, because John L. Smith coached the 1 year, right?
Yeah, but that was still a fairly good roster, but he coached 1 year and they were... 2-11
They were 4-8. Better now remember them being. Yeah.
Can I go on and say Chad Morris is the worst head coach in SEC history?
I don't think it's a hot take.
I think it's a discussion. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know where
one for another time for sure. That's one. Write that down in our summer log. Let's see, the worst coaches in SEC history.
I'll have a pen.
Yeah. Strong minded. Our friends at Storm Restoration Roofing.
What's our mystery fifth hour today?
One more topic here in this segment before we get to trash and the Floribama Lounge still to come here. The Storm Restoration Roofing, Greg from Pell City. Listen, there's nothing more important to your home than the roof. It starts with the roof. If you got roof problems, you've got some internal problems, and that starts stacking up some big costs at that point. That's why Greg from Pell, in fact, Greg is so important he should wear a cape. He's a superhero to your house. In fact, at some point, Bet Forrester will have him dancing on the stage, AI-wise.
But man, Greg, there's a person with a cape on your roof. Oh, that's just Greg.
That's just Greg.
it's not a superhero.
He doesn't have a ladder. He just flies up there. Greg from Pell City, Storm Restoration Roofing, 205-542-3531, 542-3531. Look him up on Facebook, Greg from Pell City on Facebook. Free, no-cost roof inspection. So important to find out what's going on up there. Also, he'll check for any leakages or anything like that. He'll replace an old roof, but oftentimes he gets up there and says, you know, I think you got 3 more years, 4 more years, 2 more years, 5 more years on your roof. So that saves you some money, allows you to plan for the roof down the road. Storm damage, he does that too. Storm Restoration Roofing, 205-542-3531. Brownie brought this to the table this morning, just the one time it wasn't me bringing up Connor O'Gara. I get labeled as being Connor O'Gara's publicist.
Yeah, it's got video Connor did.
Yeah, there's a new drinking game out there.
Yeah, every time I bring up Connor O'Gara,
anytime you say Little T or Connor O'Gara.
Wow.
I didn't make it up.
I promote the show. There's a new Uncorked out, Little T.
Speaking of drinking games.
Yeah, I watched it, by the way, last night.
The one where she was in bed drinking wine, the guy told us about.
I didn't really watch it because it's a stagnant shot. I know she was popping up some pictures and stuff. I could see it out of the corner of my eye, but I listened to it on the drive from Tuscaloosa to Moody. And she was a little unhinged about this Aiden Holloway thing. So if you want to go see Little T's hot take on Aiden Holloway and Alabama fans, you can do that with Uncorked, available right there on our video platform at Next Round Live on YouTube. And you just go down there and find the Uncorked version, or you just search Uncorked and like and subscribe when you're there with Little T. Drink again. But Conor O'Gara, Saturday down south, asked what question
Conor
around here?
So this is a, you're going to get drunk. This is a video today where he says in the video, or the video, the title of the video, the tweet with the video, if Kirby Smart wins the national championship this year, he etches his face on the Mount Rushmore of college football coaching.
For those that are kids and don't know American history, there are only four faces.
That's right. So basically, the Mount Rushmore is your top four in anything. So the Mount Rushmore of college football coaching with his third national championship. Now,
so it starts with Nick Saban.
I would say he wouldn't have to win it this year. So let's just say if he wins another one.
Okay, but Bear Bryant would be in front of Kirby still.
Yeah, I would think so. Nick Saban and Bear Bryant are up there.
Yeah. I think... what is Bob? Does Bowden have two or
he's
three?
He's got two. This would be three now. Bowden's going to have a lot more wins, but you know Kirby has coached a lot fewer games too.
But a lot. But he was top four AP ranking for a number of years.
What do you imagine Bobby Bowden's winning percentage was? Because I looked at Kirby Smart's. It's pretty impressive.
I'm going to say Bobby slides in around 70. You're going just Florida State, or are you factoring in West
let's
Virginia?
Let's just do I don't know. Let me see what he was at West Virginia.
I mean, Kirby's is like 85%.
It is 85%.
85% on
the nose.
Coach
Bowden was 42-26 at West Virginia.
Yeah.
Bobby's going to slip a little bit because he had some 8-4s and 7-6s late.
The end times were what were bad for Bobby.
Yeah, you're right about that. But boy, I tell you what, in his heyday, it was as good as anybody.
He's clicking along.
Okay, so we know Nick and Bear Bryant are on there.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then.
Paterno, not on there.
No?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Is
Bud Wilkinson on there?
Hang on. Real quick, though, I'm not trying to dismiss anything Joe Paterno did or didn't do, but if that were not part of it, is he on there?
No, he's not for me because a lot of his wins came against a Northeastern light schedule.
Okay. And he's only got, is it two? One or two national championships?
I think it's two. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the third national championship is going to trump that. I really don't know who you go after that.
I mean, Tom Osborne had two, right?
Yeah.
Barry Switzer had three.
And Osborne would be in the conversation for me.
I think Switzer had three, did he not, at Oklahoma?
Carroll wouldn't make it in there just because of longevity.
Uh-uh. I think I don't want to say he underachieved. It's not fair. But
I mean, if you go old school, I mean, if you don't put a limit on it, a time stamp, you start throwing people in there like Nealon way back in the day.
Newt Rockne.
Newt Rockne, those guys.
I mean, I'll say this.
You got to have a Notre Dame coach on there, probably Newt Rockne. I think Ara Parseghian was a better coach. But
Barry Switzer won three national championships, 74, 75, and 85, and 12 Big Eights. And back then, for you kids, that Big Eight was a heck of a football conference.
Yeah, it was a two-team
league.
It
was two teams.
Yeah, but he won 12 of them.
Yeah.
It was two teams, and you would frequently have a Colorado that would jump up and be
Missouri 1 year.
Yeah, they would jump up and be a national championship contender. It was always them in Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Nebraska.
In fact, I think 1 year in the 70s, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Missouri finished 1, 2, 3 in the AP poll.
Yeah, I can believe that. So Switzer doesn't get maybe the credit he deserves just because I don't know why, honestly. And he's also won a Super Bowl. I mean, he's three national championships and a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, if Kirby wins another, yeah, I can put him up there.
I don't think Dabo gets
no, no. And that's pretty wild. Yeah. I mean,
but you know, Dabo, this same conversation was probably had maybe with us, maybe with somebody else after he won his second.
This is exactly where we're at.
But I just don't see this.
It feels different right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it seems like.
Well, you don't think Kirby's going to let it drop off. We didn't know Dabo was at the time.
Yeah, I think Kirby's priority, his only priority in life is football. And I think Dabo
I hate
is.
To say that.
Look, he loves his wife and kids, but, I mean, it is football, 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 and I just don't think you get that with Dabo.
That's what you
I think
want.
Dabo probably, when he was getting this mansion built, was probably like, man, I think the pool needs to, you know, on this landscape looks a little bit better.
Yeah, we need to lose that tree, though. It's
and
shading
Kirby's
over here.
Telling Beth, hey, look, you do all the pool stuff. I don't care. I really don't care. What colors? Don't care.
I mean,
I got film to look at.
So every fan wants that coach. They won't admit it, but they want the coach that cares about football more than family, more than religion.
Mark Richt was a believer, and he was outspoken.
Yep.
And he would win 10 games a year. But
he was a damn good football coach.
He
just didn't win the ones that counted.
And you really think or wonder if Mark Richt would have been just 100% on football, would it have been different?
Steve Spurrier gets into the discussion of being on Mount Rushmore.
Just one national championship.
Just one national championship.
That's the problem.
And that was even a second bite at the apple after losing already.
Yeah, if you gave him a second one, I would say just because of time and place, he was more dominant.
I mean, the only reason he's in the discussion is the fact that he literally did change the way the SEC plays football.
Oh, and by the way, South Carolina won 11 games three consecutive years.
And he won a conference championship at Duke. Yeah. I mean, you can't overlook all of his stops.
Woody, Bo.
Yeah, Woody Hayes got to be in that discussion. I mean, I don't know.
Urban Meyer has to be in that discussion.
It's an interesting discussion by Connor, and I had not.
I mean, two and one. Yeah. I mean, you got three championships at two different schools for Urban, unbeaten at Utah. I mean, Urban's in the discussion.
No, he's in the discussion. It starts with Nick Saban, but does Connor agree that number two is Bear Bryant?
I'd have to go back and watch the video. I just read the
tweet. But 1960 on?
Because how many does Bear have?
You could easily sit there and go from 1960 on. You could easily sit there and go Saban, Bryant, Urban Meyer, and if Kirby wins another, Kirby Smart, and you could win a lot of arguments.
Yeah, so SEC heavy. All those national championships, except for the one he won at Ohio State, were in the SEC.
Brian, I don't know where you think my son is.
I was to ask you, you've got to give me one active coach right now that will also one day be in the conversation for being on the Mount Rushmore.
So Kirby plus this guy.
It might be Kalen DeBoer.
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, the only reason I say that, we've only got 2 year sample size, right?
Yeah.
That's all we've got.
And what is Kalen, 47?
48.
Somewhere around there?
I think 48.
All right. Just something to chew on over the weekend if you guys want to jump into that.
He is 49.
Royal Pain.
50 in the football season.
Saban, Bryant, Hayes, Berryman. Leahy.
That's
Friends of the Bride.
McKay at USC. Yeah. Yeah, they're good coaches. They're really good coaches. I mean, Lou Holtz was really good. Just didn't win a lot of national championships.
They got the one national championship. Woody Hayes, I needed his name. He's got five national championships, they claim.
Woody Hayes is in the...
Time. I'm putting him on there in front of Kirby.
I mean, that's a ton of wins at Ohio State, too. And, Jim, do we discredit the Big Ten when Woody Hayes was there?
No.
At Ohio State...
No, it was a two-team league.
205, 61, and 10 in his time at Ohio State.
Woody Hayes was dang good.
You know, he was really good. I remember us being at SEC Media Days in Atlanta. I guess it was after Kirby's first, and people started to talk about Kirby's not going to grind this out and be around 5-10 more years.
He hints at that.
I don't know that he will, Lance.
I don't know.
He hints at that.
It's a lot of money and a changing game.
Yeah, you stack up 8+ million a year, a couple of years, and
I think
what your work ethic does.
I mean, look, it's a bad thing to ask me because I would probably be out this year if I was Kirby.
Oh, I think
let me win one more. Yeah. And
okay, so when he won his first one, he got over $7 million a year. So if he doesn't get another raise from over $7 million a year, and his first one was what, 2020?
Yeah.
So we're going into the fourth year of minimum $7 million a year. That's $28 million I've banked.
I'm telling you, man, Kirby is...
I could do one more year.
He has been fantastic, but it has been a tight wire. Because if you go back... And if Jameson Williams doesn't get hurt...
God, you are an Alabama grad, aren't you?
Alabama wins that game. They do. They win that game. And do you guys agree with me on that?
If Jameson Williams doesn't get hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, they let it go into the fourth quarter without him, right?
Bryce Young, and I just don't think they win that game. And then 2022,
goes 0 for Saban.
Ryan Day absolutely put that kicker out. He walked the
hung him out to dry.
He walked the plank with him.
Well,
hung
him out
you to had dry. C.J. Stroud moving the football, continue to move the football, make it a 35-yard field goal. You win that game.
Well,
and
the narrative, score a damn touchdown.
The narrative is completely different.
Marvin Harrison got hurt in that game too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it Olave? Which one was it? Was it Harrison?
It was Harrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Harrison doesn't get hurt, our buddy Ken West, biggest Georgia fan I know, he said, Harrison doesn't get hurt, we don't win that game.
Well, I mean, it still came down to a field goal, to your point, that your coach kind of mismanaged.
Put the chisel down. Kirby, not on Mount Rushmore, Connor.
He talked ourselves right out of that.
He's close.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him a lot. All right, our friends at NASCAR, we're heading out there. I got my essential pass ready to go. It's right here to my left. Hey, don't let me forget that pass. Got to put it back on for the Floribama Lounge coming up. NASCAR Racing, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. Get your tickets. If you've got something to do, don't have anything to do this weekend, go out to the track. Tickets available. Pick it. Upgrade them if you want. TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. 877-GO-TO-DEGA.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store.
Man, I love a good meal. I'm Jim Dunaway. A good meal is what you get with my friend Sterling at Champy's Chicken on Highway 119 in Alabaster. We're talking great southern fried chicken, wonderful sides, hand-cut chicken fingers, po' boys, and those Mississippi Delta recipe tamales. You got a perfect menu for everybody. Champy's Chicken is perfect for watching the big game, or taking a meal to the lake house, down to the coast, or stay in the restaurant and dine in a great atmosphere. It's all made fresh to order right there on 119 in Alabaster, Champy's Chicken. If renting is putting a dent in your bank account, here's your sign from the universe that it's time to buy a new home. And who better to help you through the ins and outs of home buying than our friends at Mortgage Right? With Mortgage Right, you don't have to worry about becoming a short notice mortgage expert, because they do all the heavy lifting for you. They're trusted mortgage professionals, and they'll help you choose the right mortgage option and stand by your side every step of the way. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to buy before renting runs you dry. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And in New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand-patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons, Greystone, Stadium Trace and Hoover, and the brand new location in Trussville.
Birmingham, your undefeated Birmingham Stallions return to Protective Stadium on Saturday, April 20th, as they take on the DC Defenders for Throwback Night. Enjoy the Fan Fest, on-field opportunities for the kids, and elite professional football. There's something for fans of all ages. Tickets start at just $22. Buy yours today at theufl.com. With only four home games left this season, don't miss your chance to cheer on your Stallions. Let's pack Protective, Birmingham. Get tickets at theufl.com.
Okay, we're about to get to trash here in just a second, then to the Floribama Lounge. You played golf with me the other day.
Uh-huh.
My handicap's gone up almost 2 points since the end of last year, but I thought I did okay the other day.
Yeah, you did. You were playing a tee too far back. That was your problem. You should have been playing up a tee. I hate it. We did that to you.
Do you not have any length?
Oh, Jim hits it shorter, and Jim needs to be... Yeah.
No, not in golf.
This sound, I can't say this to sound anything but arrogant.
Thank you.
And I don't rockstar mean to sound that way.
No, this is not going to bother me.
But Jim and I should not be playing the same tees. I hit the ball further than he does, right. And I'm a lower handicap than he is.
And because of that, I missed a short putt to only lose to Brown by 8, despite him being able to drive the ball an extra 100 yards further than me.
I don't think it's 100 yards.
I was about to say, is it that big of a...
No, it is not.
No, I'm in the 195 to 210 range. If I hit it really good, it may get to 220 if it's not a wet day like it was.
If it's on concrete.
I do like playing when it's hard and dry. I'm a late July, August guy. But I just looked at my score update after I entered my last three rounds. And
that help it a little bit? Get a few more strokes?
It held at 11.9.
Our buddy, Andrew from Heritage House, he's a scratch. I asked him.
Is he really?
Yeah, we were at North River yesterday, and I know he plays a lot of golf. And I was like, what's your handicap right now? And he was like, zero.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'll never be that. I was happy the few days that I dipped under the double digits. I had it at, 9.8 one time until I bragged about it. And
yeah, that's what happened.
Fell apart.
Haven't shot in the 70 cents.
Yeah.
Hadn't shot in the 70 cents. All right. Part of the show today being brought to you by Urology Centers of Alabama. So important. So important, man. In fact, I don't know if that's why I got Dickie Betts. He was battling some kind of cancer. I don't know if it's prostate cancer or not, but I saw somebody the other day that was battling prostate cancer and lost his life to prostate cancer that so many times can be survivable with early detection. Urology Centers of Alabama can help you out. They got 16 locations around the great state of Alabama. 205-930-0920, 930-0920, urologycentersalabama.com to make an appointment. Urologists, 35 of them in the state of Alabama in 16 locations. Prostate health to kidney stones. It's urologycentersalabama.com. Time now for Trash on the Table, brought to you by Mortgage Right. Hit the big button, Rockstar.
Get your ass out of here. If you got license, you sold
it. I mean, I just want to fish, ma'am.
Oh, no, hell, you can't fish. You don't know how to fish. You don't even wear the right kind of clothes. You got damn stupid shoes on anyway. Where'd you get them ugly britches? You asshole.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It is spring buying season. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they are here to help. They were veteran founded here in Birmingham. They offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans hasn't changed. Before you take next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more info by going to their website, or if you're in Birmingham, call their Highway 280 office, 205-900-7200, MortgageRight.com, to talk to someone right now. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Start first. I'm sure we've got a picture of this. If you need another new color palette for the weekend, barbecues, or burger night, Heinz, in partnership with Mattel, is offering a new limited condiment that will make your meal a little prettier. It's the barbecue sauce by Heinz.
I think we're a year too late for this.
I would agree.
Last year would have been really good.
I hesitate to ask this question.
Looks too much like Pepto-Bismol.
What does it taste like?
Yeah, but is it?
I'm guessing it's just the bottle.
Oh. Is that the bottle? It's the normal barbecue sauce on the inside, normal ketchup?
It's got to be. I think I would taste Pepto-Bismol.
I agree.
Yeah, oh, I like the tomato ketchup, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm not gonna eat anything that's ketchup.
I don't think I would either. I don't think I'm going to have classic barbecue sauce either.
It's being produced to mark the 65th anniversary of the iconic toy. First batch of the condiment was released by the Kraft Company, which owns Heinz in the United Kingdom, on Monday, in a run of 5,000 bottles. Nationwide run at a British supermarket will follow later in the week, per reporting by CBS, which also said the sauce will be available through a UK delivery service sometime in the middle of May.
Since her creation in 1959, Barbie has had over 250 careers. I mean, that is a lot of jobs.
She's busy.
She's busy.
Yep.
Did she ever have the world's oldest profession?
I don't think she did. Well,
she's only behind Ryan Seacrest.
So when she first started, was she just housewife?
I don't think she met Kento later.
She was a barista, I think.
I bet it was super controversial when she went to work.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet her original ones were flight. It was stewardess back then.
Stewardess, nurse, teacher. Yeah.
Stewardess, nurse, and
all the stereotypical.
And stay-at-home mom. Yeah. I bet that was it.
She's had 15 art, design, and sports media jobs. She's had 8 healthcare jobs, 1 military job, 2 management jobs.
What was a military job?
And enlist. This is 4 architecture and engineering jobs.
Heck yeah. Damn.
And life and physical and social science jobs. 8.
Was she ever a librarian?
Of course she was.
Library Barbie.
She's in sales. God, she did a lot. Cleaning and maintenance.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she's probably made Barbie.
Custodial Barbie.
So, first time.
Dishwashing Barbie.
First time I went to New York City was in 2001. It was the month after 9/11. And one of the things I remember about the trip is I had my phone on roam. I got back from that weekend, and my roam charges were over $600.
Yeah.
How about this? Despite the numerous warnings not to use cellular data while traveling internationally, there are still some that make this mistake and activate this. This is because they believe they'll only use their cellular data for a few minutes, but end up using a lot more data in that time frame. Mm. One man from Florida recently experienced this with T-Mobile. After a vacation in Switzerland, he went home to a mobile phone bill costing $143,442.74, as shared by Phone Arena.
Real quickly, the fine print there. Never worry about forgetting to pay and save money. With the auto pay discount, you can save $5 to $40 when you owe $143,442. That $5 to $40 is not going to help.
This is when you hope you don't have auto pay.
Yeah, if you got auto pay on this one, you wake up one morning to a big mess.
Yeah.
Now, during his trip, he used around 9.5 gigabytes of mobile data. Fortunately, the man was able to get his attorney to handle the situation. He did not accept the bill since T-Mobile employees assured him that he would be covered. After discussing things, T-Mobile credited the whole $143,000 and change back.
Whew.
Man.
I got nervous. I got started sweating for him.
Well, I mean, he would just have to, hey, I'm out. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yep.
Hey, I remember Tyler's
Cricket?
I'm going to Cricket Mobile.
My ass is going to Cricket. I can't afford the one.
I'm rubbing my back legs together.
I can use Cricket from now till death, and I won't spend $143,000.
Our first cruise we took, we were worried about that. And I remember I would just, Maggie, I just got to go, just jump on real quick and just check the scores real quick. Just real quick.
What was your bill? Do you remember what your bill was?
His thing was he was
taking videos and pictures of scenic views and stuff like that, then texting them to friends in America.
Oh, this would have got me. This would have got me 100%.
I did not even do that. No, I just got on. I checked the scores and headlines. I forget what was going on in sports because it was summertime, but I just wanted to see what was going on.
You know, the international packages aren't that expensive.
I know, but I did not buy it.
I wouldn't have bought it. So Trash has saved me a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been to Europe yet.
I think of that, like just sending back home, because I do it at home. I'm 30 some mile away, but I'm sending it overseas to like a 2-minute video that I took of me sitting somewhere.
You guys tell me how smart this woman was. I do hate when people take advantage of other people, but here we go. A man who went by the fictitious name Aaron Rodgers was able to convince a woman over the course of a couple of months to give him all of her personal information and then took hundreds of dollars from her. Mm. Police went to the woman's Trenton residence. She told them she met him on the messenger website Viber.
Viber?
Yeah, V-I-B-E-R. She said they had been in communication since the beginning of February. She thought he was legit because he, quote, talked about himself personally.
We just want to get together and vibe.
Within that, I've never seen a picture of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a great photo.
I love that picture.
Now, within that time frame, she said she sent him her driver's license information,
stupid,
social security number,
really stupid,
bank accounts with her personal information numbers.
Asinine.
Woman told police she messaged the man on March 17th, and told him she was about to move out of her apartment, and he told her that he would send her $10,000 to help out if she could just send him $800 to his attorney's wife on PayPal.
See, $800 for $10,000. That's good.
Who wouldn't do that?
I'm benefiting more than you are.
According to the police report, the woman showed police a profile picture of the man she had been in communication with.
I hope
with.
It was that photo right
it
there.
It was Aaron Rodgers in a Green Bay Packers hat. She also showed police her account information confirming the money she had sent. The woman took the necessary steps to freeze her accounts and was advised to keep monitoring her credit reports.
Mm. I don't like that.
Do you not? You don't like that?
No. Do you like this? Red Lobster.
I'm not off to a good start.
I've not been to a Red Lobster in quite a while. I will say, though.
Steve Henniger loves Red Lobster.
Admiral's Feast.
I will say this.
I told you I threw up on a hostess there, right?
Yep. Growing up.
I really did.
Yeah, I know. Growing up in Anniston, Red Lobster was the first big chain. Red Lobster No Charlie's came to Oxford. They were the first big chain restaurants to come to Calhoun County.
Right off the interstate.
Huh?
In the 80s? So it was like 85 prom night, like Red
Probably
Lobster.
Probably late 80s, early 90s for Red Lobster, no Charlie's.
Right, yeah. Off the interstate.
Well, Charlie's right off the interstate. You had to come a little bit up further up north to get to Red Lobster.
Your Outback went out of business, right?
Yeah, I think they moved locations, okay. If I'm not mistaken. I haven't been over there in a while. But they're out front now. Where they were, huh?
They're out front now.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Red Lobster was a big deal. Yeah, it was a long wait.
When you go into Red Lobster or an Olive Garden, you know what you're getting.
That's
and,
right.
And it is always what you expect.
Right.
I will say that, you.
Jeez.
I admire that. If I know what I'm getting,
yeah,
and I choose to go in there, then boom.
So Cheddar Bay biscuits, that's going to be your thing?
Yeah, that's probably what I would eat.
That's the only thing you would eat?
Well, I mean, I'd eat some of their Bud Lights on tap.
But I was
when I was a kid, I would get a thing of applesauce. My God, it makes
At Red Lobster.
Uh-huh.
Well, this was the post-dance stop there for a while. You had to go to Red Lobster after the dance. But then O'Charley's opened.
Well, so. Red Lobster is in hot financial waters, attempting to stay afloat by eyeing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Yeah. To restructure its debts after an endless shrimp promotion sank the seafood restaurant chain's bottom line, according to Bloomberg.
Come on. You can't sell enough food to sink your bottom line.
According to Bloomberg, the restaurant is considering filing for Chapter 11 on the advice of a law firm, which would allow the chain to stay open while dealing with its debt and help reevaluate long-term contracts and leases.
I can tell you what happened here.
This is like lighting a fire.
They had to file for bankruptcy. That was unavoidable. But they're like, if we say it's because of the endless shrimp, everybody would be like, well, this must be some good shrimp if that's that right. People ate that many shrimp.
It's because we love our customers too much. Yeah. We give too much, and because we gave too much.
So we're gonna file bankruptcy no matter what. So
sorry, we gave away all of our profits.
That's right. Let's come up with a story.
Last year, Red Lobster reported $11 million in operating losses following the flubbed Ultimate Endless Shrimp deal, which backfired when it reeled in too many customers.
See?
After the limited time promo became a permanent menu fixture last June. Restaurant chain later reported $12.5 million in losses fourth quarter 2023. Should have done some kind of special on top of this.
Yeah, should have. That's our trash today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Yeah, our friends at Mortgage Right, they are the experts when it comes to refi or buying. If you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. Speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, mortgageright.com. Call 205-970-200 or NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Latrell Wrightsell thinks Aiden Holloway is coming to Alabama. If you're following him on social media and if you're following everyone in the chat room, when we come back, we wrap up the show with Rockstar in the Florabama Lounge. That's on a big, huge music news day. That is next right here on TNR.
Never miss anything Auburn. Watch Village Vice at Wardam Pods on YouTube and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale lessees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
You could win a Cadillac CT5 or your share of $25,000 in free play and cash at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Play the latest, most exciting games around with fun bonuses and big jackpots. You can be a winner too. Come win your share during the Cadillac CT5 and $25,000 giveaway at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Drawings April 5th and 6th. Located off I-459, Exit 31, Derby Parkway. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And in New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Floribama. They bring you to the lounge every day. Man, Floribama's got a lot going on, including the mullet toss coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, the mullet toss is coming up. A lot of things going on right now with our friends at Floribama. The ultimate beach bar, the ultimate dive bar. Mullet toss just 1 week away. It's the 40th anniversary of the Interstate Mullet Toss in the greatest beach party. The fish start flying at 10 a.m. on Friday,
look at that,
April
scene.
26th through Sunday, April 28th. Don't miss the Miss Mullet Bikini Contest on Friday and Saturday at 3 p.m. And for the ladies, it's the Mr. Mullet Hot Body Contest Friday and Saturday. You still got time to get out there, show off that tattoo down away. Also, get your Floribama membership cards. Never pay a cover charge, including Mullet Toss Weekend. Get one today online at floribamastore.com.
Maggie and I occasionally hanging out, and she'll say, you know, sometimes I forget you have a tattoo.
It's barely a tattoo. Well, you were talking about she loves your pheromones. Does she love the tattoo?
She doesn't hate it. Floribama Lounge. It's been a big music day, Rockstar, and only Taylor Swift dropped not one but two albums. She's her tour continues next month, the Eras Tour, $1 billion already. So she's releasing a boatload of songs in the middle of a tour. I think she did that maybe because she does at least listen to the first album. Didn't sound like that was an album you could tour on. It was very, very deep and somber. Doesn't seem like a tour album.
Somebody said in the chat room that because of this release, her tour tickets, her concert tickets have doubled.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, how can they, like, who can afford them?
I know. Yeah. But on to much more of our listening audience, the death of Dickie Betts. You guys, the Allman Brothers, really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't a fan, though.
It's good Southern rock. I mean, I like Southern rock, and Allman Brothers are...
His guitar playing defined Southern rock is what I was reading this morning. But Rambling Man was his song, apparently.
Right.
That was his song.
Yeah.
And he was the singer, and that was their biggest hit.
And,
Whipping Post, it was...
No, Midnight Rider's a huge hit. Southbound's a huge hit. Melissa's a huge hit.
I like Southbound.
He did Jessica, which was... and Little Martha, but those are both instrumental guitar plays. So I'm going to do both of those because they're really easy
songs. Greg Allman played Good Drug Dealer in Rush. Very uplifting movie. If you guys have never seen it, if you want to laugh tonight, Rush is the movie.
What does Whipping Post sound like?
To the Whipping Post!
Awful. And then, what is it, 14 minutes?
It's a long song.
Live version is great.
But here, I didn't know this. I love the movie... Almost Famous, second mention of that today. Russell, the character in that movie, was based on Dickie Betts.
Wow.
And Dickie Betts, when they showed it to him, said, damn, he looks a lot like me.
Really?
Yep.
See, I thought they were all based on Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Nope.
Well, it was Cameron,
I always thought it was
Cameron Crowe portraying himself when he was younger like that, but I don't know if he just inserted like this is more of a character. Like, I don't think it was one particular band.
I think I had
Stillwater was the band. Fever Dog.
Yeah. Fever Dog.
I think I'd heard it was based on the Allman Brothers.
Dickie Betts.
I never heard that.
Yeah. Was friends had befriended Cameron Crowe.
Yeah.
And Crowe told him that Russell was the character I wrote while thinking of you, from what I was reading today.
In, it's a really good movie.
In that's Rolling Stone. So, you know, if you guys take Rolling Stone, it's...
Sometimes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Y'all talking about Taylor Swift. Pearl Jam also released their 12th studio album tonight.
Did they really?
Dark Matter. Have not heard it because I'm knee-deep in Jimmy Buffett. And I can't
It's
hard to mix those two.
Well, no, I can't introduce new tunes to my head right now. I can't introduce.
Fans to the left.
Yeah.
What's going to be the hardest Buffett song for you?
Well, I was talking to Jay last night, founder of Black Jacket, and I was like, the thing with him is because there's so much stuff I'm unfamiliar with, and so I sat in here yesterday. I had a private party I had to play at, so I killed an hour by just listening and rehearsing and playing. And I would make sure I would go like, all right, I'm going to listen to Livingston Saturday Night. And I'd listen to it and play with it. All right, I think I got that. I'm going to go, if I do a random one. Like,
do you know what Livingston that is, though?
Livingston, Alabama?
It's not, I don't think it's Alabama.
No,
I thought it was Texas.
No, it's Livingston, Alabama.
I thought it was Livingston, Alabama.
Wow. Then I listened to that song. I'm like, all right, I'm going to.
Of course, now that I've said that, I got to back it up.
And then I have to loop Manana. And I'm like, damn, I don't know Manana. Then I do Fins. And I'm like, just like, I have to absorb all this music. And I'm just like, I can't introduce myself to new music right now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You got to sing Pirates Look at 40 with the same emotion now. I mean, that's a.
I'm learning that one too. I'm
an
learning
aging man who's looking back and he pissed it all away so fast.
Slade, what do y'all think of the band Slade?
Really nothing.
Slade, S-L-A-D-E.
Nothing comes to mind at all.
Sade?
Yeah, Sade, you did it right. Most people call her Sade. 1973, they released an album, a song called Come On, Feel the Noise.
Remember this? Okay. Come on, feel the noise.
Great, fill it in. And then...
hey, Livingston, Montana, by the way.
There you go.
Come on, girl, rock your boys.
So 10 years later, 1983, Quiet Riot did it. And Slade actually enjoyed that. So I am going to do, I'm going back to my roots and I'm going to, new word, I'm going to pussify a song.
Wow. I actually saw Quiet Riot at the Boutwell Auditorium in 1983.
Did they bang your head?
I banged my head, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I had a sleeveless shirt. It was white and black like the prison. It said Quiet Riot and a sleeveless. My arms were probably about a pencil.
About my size?
Like, yeah. Like a first grade pencil.
Two number width. Twos.
So I'm going to do a little this, and I'm going to do a little, take a right turn in a minute. So.
Okay. That is Rockstar as he rolls into the Floribama Lounge.
So you think I got an evil mind, tell you, honey. I don't know why. I don't know why. So you think my singing's out of time makes me money. But I don't know why. I don't know why. Anymore, no, no. So come on, feel the noise. And girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. So you see, I got a funny face. Well, I got no worries. Cause I don't. And I don't know why. Oh, I gotta sing with some disgrace, and I'm in no hurry. Cause I don't know why. I don't know why anymore. So come on, feel the noise. Your girls, you rock your boys. We'll get wild, 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 wild. Mm-hmm.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and do it best I can. But when it's time to leave, I hope you understand that I was born a rambling man. My father was a gambler down in Georgia. Well, he wound up on the wrong end of a gun. And I was born in the backseat of a Greyhound bus. I was rolling down Highway 41. 'Cause Lord, I was born a rambling man, and trying to make a living and doing the best I can. So when it's time for leaving, you know I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man, that I was born a rambling man.
You know I love it when you do
yes,
that.
Yes,
I think
so
there is a there's an audience out there, and I see it on Spotify all the time when they take songs that are fast, upbeat, yes, or rocking. And
well, sometimes at the coffee shop on SiriusXM. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's the only way you can get appreciation for the lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like sometimes I hear a song slow down, I'm like, God, those are much better lyrics than I ever think they are.
But then sometimes you're like,
well, how did they get away with that?
Those are bad lyrics.
But
if you're,
she was only 17. Yeah.
But as they're rolling Dickie Betts' coffin into the funeral home.
Wow.
Playing that version of Rambling Man, just a soloist on a guitar would be very fitting, would it not?
You got time between your Jimmy Buffett obligation?
Quite emotional.
If I could just do Rambling Man, yeah. Where is it at? Is it close? Yeah. Probably Georgia or Florida.
In Georgia, yeah. Probably, yeah.
But see, I mean,
that was excellent.
Just echoes, man.
Yeah. These are covers you can do once you play the floor of Bama, which will be sooner than later. Remember, Mullet Toss 1 week away, 40th anniversary of the Interstate. Mullet Toss, greatest beach party. Fish start flying 10 a.m. on Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th. Don't miss the Miss Mullet Bikini Contest Friday and Saturday at 3 p.m. And for the ladies, the Mr. Mullet Hot Body Contest Friday and Saturday at 1 p.m. For more information on how to get that Floribama membership card, go to floribamastore.com.
Are we judging this year?
It's Ms. still Mullet? To be determined.
Miss Mullet? We got
still
2-1
still to be determined.
Rockstar, play us out of here, man. You got anything? Picking and grinning? Get us out of here?
Picking and grinning.
Like Country Boy Eddie used to do?
Time to leave. Time to go. We got another mystery fifth hour show. It's time to leave, it's time to go. We got to record another mystery fifth hour show. Yeah!
Good night, everybody. God bless you. God bless America. Have a great weekend.